Hello, dear friends. So we're at day five of the Baha'i fast. And the population that I generally work with in yoga are parents and children. And there's so much to do with like the whole family and stuff. And I've been getting some requests that to do some meditations for children. So today's meditation is going to be for children. And I think it's phenomenal to include your children in this spiritual fast, even though they may not be at the age of fasting, but that spiritual habits in which to intensify during the fast is for all ages and everyone, those who are and are who are exempt from the fast as well as those who are not fasting. I mean, this is like an exercise that anyone can do at any period of time in the year, but intensification of like spiritual identifications or just spending some time on your spiritual health is just good for the human body of all ages. So today's exercise is going to be a bit shorter. And in fact, actually, I just wanted to let you guys know who, if you are having difficulty doing the meditation practices, that is very, very common. Because, in fact, actually, the length of meditations that you're working with right now that are, like, 20 minutes long, 10 minutes long, that's, like, a pro meditator length. So I actually wanted to not only give this shorter meditative practice for children to do, but also for you adults to do. Because it's really... Meditation is really something that you need to build towards slowly and progressively. And to like jump to 20 minutes is actually quite a leap. I usually begin with like 5 to 8 minutes and then 10 minutes, you know, over a length of time. And then slowly you increase up to 20 minutes. And then maybe even longer afterwards if you want. But so I just wanted to let you guys know that you already have been dealing with some quite lengthy meditations already. So this one that I'm going to give, it's a bit on the shorter side, and it's really just about breathing techniques to lie on the floor. And this is something that you can do with your child or with your nieces and nephews or your children's classes to get them to calm down and to really focus and center. I've used them for my children's classes as well, just in the beginning to get everyone feeling centered. And so even when your children are feeling like a temper tantrum, to get them to focus on their breath will like almost instantly bring them into the present moment in which they can focus on the emotions that they're feeling now to be able to then express them constructively to you. So this is a great exercise for all times. And I'll see you in the meditation.